Washington State and Colorado both passed full-on legalization, not for medical use, for any use. And legalization not just of possession, but of commercial production and sale. So each of them intends to set up an alcohol-style regulated industry. Now, that's complicated by the fact that it's all illegal under federal law. Colorado has a complexity, which is that it will be legal a month from now for any resident of Colorado to grow marijuana and give it away. That doesn't wait on a regulatory system. And that may be the most important practical result of last night.
And how about Washington?
Well, Washington has the full alcohol, you know, taxed and regulated market with licenses for producers, processors, and retailers, but no permission for private growing. And the federal government, if it wants to, and it may very well want to, can shut down the regulated industry.
When you say that it's legalized for commercial use and there's going to be stores, are there literally going to be pot stores just as there is liquor stores on the side of the street?
That's what Colorado and Washington plan. And whether the federal government lets them do it is a different question.
So how do the state governments benefit from this?
Well, they imagine that they're going to get huge tax revenues. If consumers prefer the legal product after the tax to the illegal product, that might be cheaper. Right. So in Colorado, you'll be able to get marijuana from the state licensed store at whatever price is set by the combination of the market and the state tax system.
Uh-huh.
Or you can grow it in your own closet. I mean, it'll be legal to grow it and to give it away an ounce at a time. How easy is it going to be to tell whether somebody's giving it away or selling it? As one of my friends said, tell you what, if you'll buy this Ziploc baggie from me for $20, the green stuff I'll throw in for free.
That's definitely an interesting take on it, for sure. So it's, just to clarify, it's legal to give it away, but illegal to sell to anyone.
Right. In order to sell it, you need a license.
So do you take a particular side on this issue?
I would like to see grown-ups who want to smoke pot able to get it legally. I would not like to see an unscrupulous industry like the beer industry or the tobacco industry trying to produce as many teenage potheads as possible. Legalization does both of those things, so I'm not all that cheerful about the second of them. I think I would prefer to see a non-commercial distribution system.
Thank you so much, Dr. Kleiman. That was extremely helpful.
Good to talk to you.